My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today from our gospel reading, our Lord Jesus Christ invites us to lose the life that keep grasping for control. Lose the life that keeps grasping for control. As children of God, we are constantly on the road. In the Latin term, we say every Christian is a homo viator. You are constantly on a journey. And you and I are on this journey. Today, Jesus Christ invites each and every one of us to lose the aspect of our lives that keep grasping for control. And he gives us two ways to do that. The first is, pick up your cross and follow me. He is inviting all of us to pick up our cross and follow him. As we reflect on the cross that is before us, we realize that the cross is an instrument of execution. The cross is a symbol of shame, a symbol of humiliation, a symbol of rejection, of mockery, and of death. As we look at the cross, this is what we see. And the Romans specifically designed the cross to be a way of great suffering for the person dying. When we look in our lives, many of us are carrying crosses in our hearts. The cross of unforgiveness, the crosses of sexual sin, the crosses of pain. There are so many things that become a cross for us. Today, Jesus is saying, pick up your cross and come and follow me. What cross are you carrying? And remember, Jesus himself gave us the example by picking up the cross. And on his way to Calvary, where he carried all our sins on that cross, he fell a couple of times, but he did not stay there. He rose up and continued on the journey to Calvary. Today he is inviting you, whatever your cross will be, whatever is the source of your shame, the source of your pain, Jesus says, carry this cross and come after me. Anything that is posing and trying to take control of us, Jesus is saying we need to lose that. The second way to lose the life that keeps grasping to control us is generosity. And Jesus invites us once more to be generous to the people that we encounter. Anyone who gives a cup of water to anybody for my sake will be rewarded. And when we go back to 2 Kings in our first reading, the prophet Elisha only passed by. And this woman offered Elisha a place to lay his head. Elisha did not ask her that, hey, I pass here all the time. Can you get a place for me? No. But out of her own generosity, which in normal human sense, we will see that, oh, she's losing. Why will you accommodate somebody you don't even know? But she accommodated the prophet Elisha. And as a result of what she did, her generosity, Elisha blessed her and said, next year by this time, you will have a child. Anytime we are generous to anybody, we reflect the character of God. Anytime we are generous, we reflect the character of God. Because God Himself has been so generous to us by giving up His own begotten Son to come into this world to die and to forgive us our sins. So anytime we are generous to help other people, we reflect the character of God. Most of the times we have second collections taken for either the Epiphany School Fund or to be generous to other people or other projects. Your willingness to give reflects the character of God. And in giving, you lose something out of your own. And as you know, the reality is very simple. Everybody wants to be rich. Everybody wants to grasp to power. But Jesus is saying we need to lose these things because they try to keep us or they try to make us to control our very nature. I want to be powerful. I want to be the richest man in the world. All these are things that try to control us. But Jesus is saying we need to lose this life that keeps grasping for control in our hearts. And that's why He offers us the cross and a life of generosity. In Ghana, we have a very good song that our high schoolers love to sing so much. And it says that, I will follow Jesus every day, no matter the roughness of the road. I will follow Jesus every day, no matter the roughness of the road. I must go. I must go. I will follow Jesus every day, no matter the roughness of the road. It's a call that I must go, and I must surely go. We are invited to follow Jesus. Our crosses might be heavy. It might be rough on the way, but we are still invited to come after Him. If you want to be my disciple, take up your cross and follow me. The cross that sometimes is so heavy and burdensome. I want to live a holy life, but the cross I am carrying is so heavy. Jesus says, come. Come. Pick up your cross and follow me. I pray today that as we celebrate the Eucharist, all of us, no matter how heavy our crosses are, will pick it up and follow Jesus. Because it is only in following Jesus that we find true meaning in the cross that we are carrying. May God be with us and give us the grace we need to not despair, but to carry our cross and follow him.